Let's see here. Melissa, we got a couple 3 minutes before the break here. Why don't you go for it, ma'am?
Oh, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I have the MTHFR677 mutation in the COMT. My problem is that, okay, so I've already, in the, like, 4 years ago, or even before, maybe around 4 years ago, I got cadmium was really extremely high. I got rid of the, I chelated out the cadmium. Then the platinum was really extremely high. I chelated the platinum. And then it's been 4 years, and I had another metal toxicity test done, and it's showing extremely high in selenium, aluminum, and arsenic. Oy. And the cadmium's actually coming up again, and I don't know what to do about this because I eat organic, I avoid chemicals, and I exercise regularly, and I don't know what to do about this.
You may have had some pretty bad childhood exposures that are just coming out now.
Oh, childhood exposures? Mm.
Yeah, no kidding, ma'am, because just for example, the good old AMA Journal, of all places, published an article about women whose blood pressure started going up after menopause. And what they discovered and actually published in the AMA Journal is it was because all the lead they'd been exposed to when they were kids from leaded gasoline and stuff like that had been stored away in their bones. But after menopause, it started coming back out again and up with their blood pressure. Yeah, so this stuff can be stored for years and years and years.
Now, I know I have high MTBE because I live in Southern California and I was exposed to the gasoline, you know, the plants there.
Yeah, there you go.
But, okay, so that's why it's getting, because I'm getting older, these are coming out. Because before, like last time, 4 years ago, most of these elements were like at, you know, at the very zero, or like near zero. But now they're coming up again, and I'm just, so I don't know what to do.
Well, they're stored in bone. And so one of the things to do is check with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in how to keep your bones intact and so that the bones break down as little as possible. Now, they're always going to build up, break down. But what I mean is, so it's tilted away from more breakdown than build up. Secondly, one of the doctors at our clinic, Dr. Leslie Moracal, she's at the North Seattle Clinic. Wow, is she an expert on the MTHFR stuff?
Okay.
She knows more than the rest of us on that topic. So if the two are related, you might want to be checking in with her.
Okay, and she would understand what you're talking about with regards to the bone issue?
Yes, ma'am. She certainly would. She's been in practice for nearly 30 years.
Okay. That sounds like something for me to try because I don't know what else to do.
Well, the one other thing I can recommend to you very strongly, ma'am, is to find out what your body tolerance for vitamin C is and get up there and stay there. And the reason for that is that whenever our bodies are trying to clear toxins, if we happen to be non-human living critters, our livers make much more vitamin C until everything is cleared. And as you've heard from me before, humans have a genetic defect that does not allow us to do that. Whereas in dogs and cats and every other animal except for monkeys and humans and guinea pigs, they can help clear toxins with extra vitamin C from the liver, and the liver just keeps on making that vitamin C until the toxin is gone. So the only way humans can simulate that is to build up to whatever their bowel tolerance is, which, as Linus Pauling pointed out, it's when we start getting those loose bowels and gas from the vitamin C that's more than our bodies want. And stay there, and that will help you some,
I know,
too.
I have the COMT also, genetic mutation, and it's the one where you have to be careful how much vitamin C you take.
It's so. Dr. Moracal time, ma'am. She, like I say, she knows more about that than the rest of us.
I think she's the person I need to see then. So.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Appreciate your help then.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
and I'm
thank
hope
you.
We can do you some good. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.